As far as the youth today, you mentioned granddaughters and stuff like that. Do you believe that our youth is suffering from lack of knowing Spanish? You know, because with us, my abuelitos, they all spoke, it was nothing but Spanish, so you had to learn.
Another generation, man. Hijo, that's really something, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's why when I see little kids que vienen hablando en español, digo, yeah, man, you don't see that no more. It's not their fault, pero it's better bilingual. Pero, I mean, the majority, well, no, I don't know, you know, how it's,
right,
that they don't, no saben.
Right.
A lot of them, they understand. They understand in Espanol, and other ones just don't.
And it's so valuable, especially in these, you know, Texas, nowadays. Arizona, California, where there's raza population, you know.
There's a lot of raza in, a lot of raza everywhere. See, growing up in Temple, we had one friend in Mexico, everybody called him Mexico. Maxi,
mm-hmm.
One guy, you know, because everybody knew everybody,
right,
in a small town. You have your, you know, north side, east side. But now, I mean, as the years went by and to see, I tell these guys, man, if we had all those Mexicanos when we were growing up, I go into a restaurant and you see a bunch of young Mexicanitas, you know, and right, we didn't have no Mexican chicks here.
Right.
You know,
right.
Not really.
Right.
And now, I was 15 the first time I went to the valley. I had never seen tanto Mexicano, like, wow, man. And my wife's from there.
Oh.
San Juan.
Okay.
Pero I remember I was 15 when I saw, to me it was like culture shock, like, wow, echa toda la raza, you know. And pues ever since then, you know, been going back, pero, well, pues, I have a daughter in San Juan and one in Cameron and a couple in Florida and one in Fort Worth. So at 67, I guess I've paid a lot of child support. No, I'm just kidding.